Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world. WWCR, glad to have you in here. We got a great program for you. I hunger, one of the weapons that is used to bring humility and humbleness to the Messiah. Ever thought about it? I hunger, just two little words. Hungry people will do anything for food. That's what the devil thought. He says, well, you know, I'm not going to bother him. I know what his plans are. He's going to fast for 40 days. And the Bible says that he waited and waited and waited very patiently for the Messiah to admit that he was hungry. Now, hunger is a human desire to satisfy a hunger for the body to be resupplied with food. You can't live without food. You can't live without oxygen. Oxygen is a sort of a food. And attached to that, his divine holy name. When you breathe deep, you have those functions that declare and scream from the bottom of your lungs as you exhale, that you cry to the living Yahweh. Everything that has breath needs to praise Yahweh because it's a hunger. You hunger and thirst after Yahweh, and you shall be filled. Now, here's the Messiah on the natural side of things. He was hungry, and he stated it out of his mouth, I hunger. And Satan, right then, seized the opportunity to tempt the Messiah. Well, if you're hungry, old man, why don't you just go ahead and turn these stones to a hot loaf of bread. You know how bread is so enticing, how it smells made from the natural grains, how it really makes one desire the food. One of the greatest things that is set on the table is bread. But man shall not live by bread alone. In this age of plenty, there is a plan being developed right now by Satan's weapons that he's bringing out of his arsenal. He knows that food could be used as a weapon. Hungry people will do almost anything for food. You say, well, I won't. Well, you'll boil your babies. We know that. We know that man will give everything he's got to feed his mouth. Hunger will make you submit. It'll humble you. It will cause you to do things that you wouldn't normally do. You'll steal to get it if you don't have it. You'll kill if you don't have it. And Satan knows this. So six ways food is being used tonight, and that's what we want to talk about. And the establishment, now the New World Order already knows this. It's talking about how that we could use food as just another tool to force countries to conform to the desire of the controllers. Now, listen, this tactic only works, if you will, as a blunt weapon on territories that are enduring a severe economic collapse. Well, what do you think they've got planned for us right at this hour? Have you noticed an economic collapse? Well, you know, they can print all kinds of money. Money is not the thing that we need. We got plenty of money. We just don't have anything to cover the paper. You know, like real money. Oh, real money. Yep, real money. Inflation. When inflation comes, people begin to realize that it takes more money to buy, or less value, if you will, of what you get for your money. I can remember, well, let's just take a thin dime, silver dime. Compare it against the dollar, and which one would be the most? Now, where does food come from? Well, you just drive around the countryside. I drove up through the country today in the mountains of East Tennessee, and there was the little, you know, the fall in gathering, people bringing in their things to sell. What if all of those disappeared all of a sudden? You couldn't have the advantage of getting your local produce. A lot of people do depend on it. Matter of fact, if you take a trip to the grocery store, you're going in to where you could get a food bomb dropped on you. In other words, you could go in and have this weapon used against you. If you buy things that are GMO'd, and have you ever noticed there are just a few worldwide companies that make the food anymore? More and more, these conglomerates are adding on to their power to create food. And we're talking about the consolidation of these coordinated global food companies. Let's see, PepsiCo, and some of these food companies. Let's see if we could actually look at some of these food companies and see if they are using these foods or the way they manufacture them to cause inflation. That's a weapon now. Crippling food inflation is now affecting every corner of the world. If you don't believe it, just go in to the grocery store and get you some sticker shock. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization and the Food Price Index increased by 3 points to 234 points back in June, when this report came out that I'm reading to you now, a 39% increase. Did you know that? You're paying 39% more than you were at this time last year. These increases are causing mass starvation and rioting in poor regions of the world, but they're also beginning to punish the middle class in the industrialized nations. The price of food is inflating primarily because of a devalued commodity dollar from excessive money printing and Wall Street commodity speculation. Now, think about this. You have the grocery store manager, conveniently. He works up an order for your food. Well, he's got the numbers to call for the suppliers to deliver. What if there was no more grocery stores? What would you do? Who would you call? Could you afford to call? If you did, would it have any effect? We've been told that grocery stores are main place of acquiring food. That in 3 days of a run on the grocery store, just like the banks, with this food inflation 39% increase, 39% and growing, This was of June, back in June, so we know it's already increased. We know that people, including middle class, are beginning to be affected. It's harder to pay your bills, your monthly bills, your budgeted bills. Now, if you're living on a fixed income, this 39% increase affects your bottom dollar. So you got to shop around. What do? You buy the cheapest quality and quantity of the foods that's essential for you to live on, to supply your physical strength, like the Messiah when he said he was hungry. Satan appeared and offered a temptation, a way out. That's what food is, a weapon. Satan used it against the Messiah. He can use it against you. And you say, oh, I'm all right. If your belly's full tonight, you're not hungry, you're paying your bills, you're just maintaining. You're just obeying the global regulations. There's plenty of food if you've got the money. And so you don't panic because it's right there before you. But in 3 days that could be gone. What would you do then? Who would you call? If there was no store manager to order your food and supply you, where would you get your food? If you drove along the countryside, you could afford the gas. This is part of the plan, ladies and gentlemen. The New World Order plan is to plan the food shortages. Now, you have no way to protect yourself from food inflation and the food war in general, because there's a war being waged against you. And food, like the shortages. They say, I don't see no food shortages. Well, that's because right now, the food is in front of you. But what if that food that you see in 3 days is gone? What would you do? Who would you call? How would you place an order? And would you expect delivery service? Forget it. When these shortages become reality, and more all over the world, with the decline of the dollar and its ability to purchase you more, it's being eaten up with the increases. You are now receiving less for more money. And like I say, if you're on a fixed income, you realize that real fast. So then, who's the ones to suffer? The poor? Because of corporate consolidation of staple crops such as corn, soybeans, and wheat, the central control of food is to manipulate the food shortages, but also the catastrophic weather events that destroy production. Look at Texas, folks. It's a shame. I'm telling you, I saw a large weather map. It showed the fires burning in Texas, and it looked like two-thirds of the state was burning. Well, what are you going to do to replace these large-scale famines that are coming up on the world if we can't get our weather in check? And the question is, you say, well, that's buddy, I heard you say that these war weathers and these earthquakes was controlled by the New World Order. Glory to God. You know God's the only one that can manipulate that. Well, maybe, just maybe, that our Creator, who created the earth to bring forth, I do know there's such things as punishment. Yahweh's always used the foods to be produced as weapons against the sons that he chose, when they wouldn't obey him, he would cut off their blessings and give it to the enemy. In this case, even the enemy is getting his portion. They don't care about the enemy. The enemy is you. The enemy is the population. That's why that the third point here that I would like to talk to you about, the first one is food inflation. We've got it going here. Now we're bringing the shortages. And then we'll deal with the chemical additives from pesticides, preservatives, and things of this to make the food last longer. No wonder the bugs won't eat it. These concocted chemicals to lengthen the shelf life or to keep the food looking good. Just for instance, like let's take a cut of meat. Normally, a cut of meat is only going to stay fresh for one day and then it's going to start deteriorating from color, the vibrant, healthy-looking color. And so what do? Well, they spray it with embalming fluid, basically the preservatives, keep the food from changing color, and you view that, and you say, oh my, what a nice-looking, fresh, juicy piece of meat. Clearly, these chemicals were not meant to be sprayed upon your meat. Man has forgotten how to prepare his own meat. You know, we have festivals to teach, clearly, killing the lamb in the spring, and then in the fall tabernacles, the end gathering, we celebrate those two occasions to spend a week together to talk about these things and to make plans on how and what to choose. I've learned a lot from people that come to the festivals. And we clearly debate the issues and talk about what we should consume. You know, I just woke up about a month ago to mercury in corn syrup. Mercury in corn syrup. You know, I dare you, by using the lab test, to find any sweet food that doesn't contain fructose corn syrup with shades of mercury or aspartame. You know, you even take wholesome Campbell's soup, and they have improved their soup. I used to eat their soup way back when they started adding MSG and things in the 50s to the soup, and now it's a completely another product, it seems. But here lately, it seemed like they tried to pick up the product, but it's got these additives, such as fructose corn syrup, and I was made aware by a brother that was over having lunch with me, and we talked about asking if you want some ketchup. He said, yeah. And so I got the ketchup bottle out. Heinz 57, you know, that old, we've been made to believe it's the best. Set it on the table, and he just set it back over at me and closed the lid. I said, what's wrong? He said, I don't eat Heinz ketchup. And I asked him why. And he got the ingredient back of the label, and he read me the label, and of course it contains high fructose corn syrup, I never gave it much of a thought, even in the ketchup bottle. But man, when he got through reading the labels and explained it to me, the forms and the toxicities that was in this ketchup bottle, I took the ketchup bottle when he got through presenting the label to me and throwed it in the trash. Almost all bottle. Now I went into the store and I took his same list of things to look for and I picked up every ketchup bottle in the store. It's a large popular chain store here in the South. I was appalled. And I only found one product that did not contain a list of these ingredients, some, a few of those, and then some of them, all of them. And I started throwing out everything that had high fructose corn syrup, fluoride, aspartame, monosodium glutamate, and these things that these labels contain. I'm talking about good food. And ladies and gentlemen, the chemical additives is a weapon. It's a bomb. It's a ticking time bomb inside you. You're swallowing chemical additives because of your hunger and because that you refuse to do your homework. Did you know in the bloodstream of nearly all North Americans and even in 80% of their unborn babies, these toxins are acquired by eating genetically modified corn or soy. And these chemicals found in these foods, best-selling foods now, better the seller, the more of the junk that they put in it. And you got to do your homework. Just like, I never thought about ketchup being so unhealthy. You know, you just use a little squirt or two on your French fry. All right, that's what you think. But you consume more of this genetic modification and this evil food cartel, which is building weapons of food to explode in your blood. So we got the regulations that come behind that. Now, some of these foods are required to have this in it. You know, for they won't let you send out raw, unpasteurized milk unless you label it for pet use only. And so they destroy the milk enzymes from a goat or a cow or whatever that you have. We always had a milk cow. My mom was raised on a farm, and my mom always kept a cow to milk morning and night from this cow, her special cow. And sometimes we'd have to have two cows because we have an enlargement of the family. We had 10 of us, and eventually one cow couldn't supply. That was before the regulations. That was before the pesticides and the additives. And the genetic modification that they have now employed upon the unsuspecting people in the city. They open up a carton of milk and they drink milk. It's been pasteurized. We'll say pasteurized, but if it wasn't, it would kill you. But if you had I know people that don't live on farms. They live in the cities, but they drive to the farms to where these farmers who don't employ these regulations, shots and things of this junk, natured, the GMO'd modification food lines and things of this nature, and they buy the milk from the farmer, maybe a gallon of, or do them 3 or 4 days before it goes bad. And probably lasts a little bit longer than that if you keep it refrigerated. So it's good that people have a sense of wanting it like it used to be. And we got the weather playing undeniable effects on the food access and the cost. If you glance across the globe on maps, you'll see what kind of food things that you are eating and the things that's being used to control you in food. Don't be controlled by food. Now, we've covered these six things that I've talked about here. Food inflation, shortages, chemical additives, pesticides, regulations, and they say about for you good, genetic modifications, reasons to avoid eating this genetically modified food becomes real plain when somebody can sit down at your table and read you a ketchup bottle ingredient, causing you to throw out your ketchup bottle, even though it's Heinz. Just a handful full of these companies, like PepsiCo and other food chains, they about six that really supply the foods to the world. Six or seven foods. Kraft's is one of them. Nestle, I think it's the largest. Then comes Kraft's and PepsiCo and, well, there's about six. Now, we just talked about Monsanto, and we know that Monsanto has sold off their seed division where they have about put our farmers afraid to plant the foods because of lawsuits. You'll get sued. And, ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do when this food weapon explodes as it's doing now? Did you know that sickness and disease is rampant? And most of it is from eating an unhealthy diet, and the poorer you are, if you can't afford to buy organic food, I suggest that you try to at least get organic food. And if you can't afford it, what do? If you've got food stamps, ladies and gentlemen, I feel sorry for you, because when you go and buy the foods that the food stamp was designed for you to cater to, that's all a design plan. Forcing you with a weapon, ladies and gentlemen, to bite into that big biscuit that I love so good with the bad stuff in the cornmeal, hot rice, hot white. Well, I love that stuff, don't you? But it's got the bad stuff in it. You just read the label. And for those who know how to read labels, you know that Martha White hot rice is not the most healthiest that you can put in your stomach. We have a rise of cancers in the stomach, lung cancer from smoking. Everything has a side effect. Well, what should a body eat, Pastor Buddy? Well, if you live in the country, like I do, and you have access to seeded watermelon, did you know that you go to the grocery stores, if you notice, that seeded watermelon is a thing of the past? That they're unseeded. Now, why? Why wouldn't you have seeded watermelons, and they're still seeded watermelons, I'm not saying that they're long gone, but you have to hunt for them. You can't get them in grocery stores. Hardly ever you'll find a seeded watermelon in a grocery store like Walmart. They're coming out of Chile and Mexico and places abroad. Used to come out of Florida and California. I know right here in Tennessee, we grew our own watermelons from the heirloom seed that we had put up. Now, like I say, you go to the grocery store and you'll say, well, I'm going to get me a good watermelon. You're in, your taste buds are screaming watermelon. You go in there and the only thing that you can get is a seeded, unseeded watermelon. You don't get no seeded watermelon. It's mostly unseeded. Well, there's a reason for that. They have taken the seeds out and hyper-produced a way to produce a watermelon. You don't have to worry about seeds. So you can eat more of the pulp. Well, one of the greatest pleasures of eating watermelon is spitting out the seeds. You know, we used to have watermelon spitting seed contest back in the old days. Well, you couldn't find enough seeded watermelons to have a seed spitting contest anymore. They just don't have. No doubt the Messiah knew how to make bread. And I guarantee you, he could turn that rock into some of the best tasting bread that was ever eaten. He hadn't eaten for 40 days. And the New World Order knows over time that the stomach is a cocoon for a time bomb. You know, from your stomach. I mean, you work on your stomach, you play and you run, you have your energy all from the stomach. Satan was cast onto his belly. You ever think about that? And the dust of the earth would be his bread. He learned a lot while he's cast down. And he knows enough now to come back and tempt nations, whole nations, when they become hungry, to knuckle under and be submissive to the New World Order. What are you hearing about now? Well, wars and rumors of wars. Are we headed for a new war? Is that part of the agenda of the New World Order to use food, inflation, GMO'd products, set them on the table, issue a food voucher, a food stamp card, as they call it here in the South. You take your card and you go buy this real cheap food because you only got one card for 1 month and you got a big family to feed. That's all poor people can do. They're doing the best they can do, and the devil knows that. That now they're more susceptible because they wouldn't realize that the food that they're eating could be a time bomb in their belly until they're buried and taken out of the way. Part of the plan of the New World Order is to use food and starvation for the wrong types of food. I would say that the day would come not for bread and water, but from hearing the word or from hearing the truth. The truth is that you don't want to eat what they're putting up from these big conglomerates who are in control of making your foodstuff to dress it up and to put excitotoxins in it and things of this nature. It's like a ticking time bomb. It creates cancer. They put foods that weaken the internal organs. They do this deliberately, folks. And you get sick and you go to the hospital and they doctor you. And of course, it's the poor that gets the least of the treatments. They just push you to the side. If you don't have enough money or you don't have insurance, that's what the big debate is about in Congress now. Will the state pay your insurance? You see, ladies and gentlemen, they have created within the states to the federal level all the way up control. That's how they want it. They want to control you, the doctor you go to, the food you eat, and the fluid you drink. Most of us is hooked on sugar water. We have to have something sweet to drink. A pop. One of the worst weapons of war is drinking pop. We call it pop here in the South. Talking about Diet Coke as a weapon the other night, and this is part of it. That's part of their nuclear weapons. Manufactured in the test tubes of these laboratories, concoctions of drinks that will literally cause you a lot of trouble over a period of time, and you're not even mindful. It's a time bomb. And you've been given to drink because now you're hooked, you're smoking cigarettes one after the other because they have been in the test tube laboratories to give you something to make you want that cigarette. To make you, especially after you eat this food, goes hand in hand. You take all this stuff, and it's planned by the New World Order for you to do this. And I'm telling you, when you learn, you won't stop at McDonald's. When you learn, you won't stop and have a hearty burger. No matter how they doll it up and how they make it so fast for you and give you more hours or minutes in a day to enjoy yourself as you fill yourself up on their food, all wrapped in a neat little package of advertising. I'd like to buy the world a Coke. You know, you go around humming that song and you want to buy everybody one, especially yourself. You can't wait to put the straw in. I see these kids run up to the counter and they'll drink, you know, you get all the Coke you want, all the dope you want at these food dispensaries that just fill up your cup with pleasure. And the children, being so thirsty and can't resist, they haven't had a Coke in a while and they'll drink the whole darn thing down the first gulp and put it back under the spout and fill it up again. Put the lid on it. Get their straw and blow it off in a corner somewhere and start serving down the sweet stuff. And we sit idly by and watch these ticking time bombs and our children become victims. Some dying with heart attacks as early as 18 or 19. Now some of the ball players are so hooked on this junk and raised on it that they're dying because they have ingested so much of this junk in their bodies over the years, they can't, their bodies just can't take it. Now, we're coming into 2012. We're fast getting into, we're going to be in festival next month, by the way, the Feast of Tabernacles. We'll be starting around the 12th of next month on the full moon. And we'll go for 7 days. So make your plans to be with us here at the Tabernacle. The men have worked hard putting in the water lines and making the kitchen ready to cook your meals. And these girls try to cook healthy. We got girls that really know how to cook, and they try to cook healthy. So if you can bring a basket of good fruit or vegetables or melons, you know, it's that time of year. If you can bring something, and don't come empty-handed, bring something, and let these girls cook it up for you. Praise Yahweh. And we're going to teach the Bible just like we do ever the Tabernacle. I enjoy Tabernacles. It's one of my favorite times of the year. Passover is one I dread so much because it seems like there's so many disobedient spirits in the land that you have a war. One of the things that Satan hates so much is, again, having the meal. We're talking about the meal of Passover. Man, he hates that. You can have a pig roast, a fish fry, a catfish fry, whatever you want to have, and the devil will not bother you. But when you have a meal of the lamb and the bread and the wine, the devil goes roaring crazy. That's about as bad in Tabernacles, because he's going to fight you, and you try to come, you see if you don't. Make plans to attend Yahweh's festivals and see if the devil don't come against you, just like he came against the Messiah when he tempted him to bake the bread for his belly, to turn those rocks to bread. And the Messiah was capable of it. But if he'd have done that, he wouldn't have been worthy of being who he was, because he would have succumbed to temptation. He was tempted in all points and yet without sin. I hunger. Satan said, oh, I see, hunger could be used as a weapon. Our master used it on the Messiah. Why don't we use it on the hungry? Let's wait till they get hungry. Let's make them hungry. Let's bring about hard times. Let's bring about economic hardships. That's what you're in right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is all designed. Money failing. People not having enough in their bread basket. A hunger. We ought to go back to the old way. We're planning on having some seminars about how to store food here the next month as we meet, and to prepare for this coming famine and the collapse of the world system designed by those who have hopes of controlling you with the weapons of food. Don't succumb to the temptation. You know, the Bible says in the book of Daniel that when this time comes, the time of Jacob's trouble, that many will fail or fall from their steadfastness, and they will betray one another. Well, that day is right now. You can get 20 people together with enough love to stay together for a week. It's unreal how that Satan is working, and it has to do with the foodstuffs that we put in our body. You need to start cleansing. Get away from the food additives. Don't stop at every fast food restaurant and expect to get good quality food. You ain't going to get it. You're not going to get it in the best of the restaurants. It would cost you $100 to have a meal for two. You're not going to get it because they designed it to go into your system and explode gradually like a time bomb, weapon of food. Watch what you eat. If you be a man given to appetite, put a knife to your throat. Have you ever imagined that food could be a time bomb and that they're getting you to eat and swallow this and you are voluntarily committing suicide? Heart attacks is the highest it's ever been. Cancer incidence is on the rise. Now we've had more prostate cancer. We have more cancers of any type that you can imagine. It's unreal what is, it's the exploding time bomb. Food is the culprit. And we don't have enough sense to realize it. Be careful what you put in your body. Be careful what you say. And when you come together with love and fellowship and desire. You ain't got a something good say about somebody without having the ho-hums. I believe a lot of this has to do with the way the program, with the foods, and how it makes you feel. If you don't feel good, you ain't got a good word for yourself, let alone anybody else. So make sure that you can cleanse. Everyone needs to go on a cleansing diet. Your body is full of toxins. Excitotoxins that you consumed, it tasted good, but when it gets in your system, it don't make you feel good. You feel bloated, no energy. That's what it causes, folks. And we don't need any more than what we've got. These foods are making us sick, literally, to our stomach. And we don't need any more than what we've already took in into our bodies. We need to keep our bodies healthy, and we need to eat only when we're hungry. See, that's what the devil did. He didn't speak to the Messiah. He didn't interfere with his fasting. The Messiah was content, didn't have any temptations until he said, I'm hungry. And the devil said, wait a minute, I can capitalize on that. I can cause him to sin and fall from his steadfastness. Or I can control him. That's what it was all about. I can control. The government says, I can control you. How Satan likes to control. I'd like to talk a little bit about the coming war that they've got planned. If the foodstuffs don't get you, they got famine and war and carnage, and we just got out of war in Libya, bombing and killing from the air. Iran is next on the target, it seems. They've been mentioned for over 3 decades. Ever since they got rid of the Shah, we've got these experts telling us in 6 months, Iran's going to have a nuclear bomb. Iran's going to have a nuclear bomb. Ever, if you ever notice it, ever, once in a while, they'll bring it, it's the same people that's already predicted 6 or 7 years ago that within 6 months that Iran's going to have a nuclear bomb. Well, we've had a war on the terrorists. You know, that cost tens of trillions of dollars to control the camel jockeys and give the New World Order a chance to encroach on your liberties. More cameras, more spying. You don't have a bank account that they don't look at. They know where you put your money. They know where you get it. So you don't get a lot of it and start making money on what they like to make money on. Don't cut in on the government in some of these countries that use these excuses to do what they're doing to get where they want to go. And that's complete control, just like Satan. When the Messiah said, I hunger, what happened? Satan sprang into action. He knows exactly. He even knows the time that he has is short at a certain time. Now, he's been patient. This world stood for a long time. But you can see that he's getting impatient. And he knows that he has but a short time. And he's running scared. Now, the Messiah's done recovered. He didn't fall for the making bread out of stones. He said, I have bread to eat. You know not of where I got it or where it came from. Man shall not live by bread alone. See, the Messiah was experienced to not take the first thing that comes along, which is what Satan, why, you know, you're God. You can make bread. I'll eat stones. Be some of the best tasting bread that was ever put in the mouth of a man. Why don't you just go ahead? You've got that ability. Satan reminds you how powerful he is. If you can go there and get you some sprouted grain bread, it feeds you, don't have that excitotoxin taste that the white bread, as they call it, up on the daily bread shelf, they bake it hot for you. It's fresh. And you'll take it and eat it, but you don't read the ingredients. 90% of the bread made today contains high fructose corn syrup. And believe it or not, I just became aware of that for the last couple of years. And when I go into the grocery store now, I do a little bit more of the shopping than I did. And I notice that my decision's right there. If it looks good, and it tastes good, you probably don't want it. You probably want to look it up, and you want to pack that up. You want to go to the fruits and vegetables. You don't want to get anything out of the excitotoxin department by these large conglomerates that are making your foods, stirring it up and putting it in a box or a can, either way. You're eating poison. Well, I see that my time's coming down, and I've rambled enough about the breads. But let's think about it. First of all, economic uncertainties, and then the food weapon, sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and by Brother Bud and by Brother Edward. Down in the Mississippi, the three Mississippi boys down in Mississippi sent this program your way tonight. May Yahweh bless you for the betterment of your body and your soul. Also, Brother Paul, up in the great state of Michigan, 800 number that Brother Paul has is 1-800-253-2748. I'll be back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, on WWCR 4840 on your radio dial. That's 9 Eastern Standard Time now. With another hour on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. I'll be sponsored by Dr. Gary. His number is 877-289-7439. And we appreciate all of our sponsors and those that love us and give us a chance to voice our opinion for what it's worth. Don't fall for the food weapons of the devil. If you're hungry, go out and get you some good food. Try to eat fruits and vegetables, choice meat that you've grown yourself where it has no additives and things of this nature. Try to stay out of the grocery store for your own sake, lest you swallow a time bomb. May Yahweh bless you. You can go to our website. That's oneyahweh.com. Brother Bob, our webmaster, down in the state of Arkansas, recording us tonight. And we'll be back here again tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on 4840 or on 5890 tonight. And I'll see you then. May Yahweh take a good liking to you, and may you overcome the world and the nuclear weapon of food that could explode in your belly. Yahweh bless you, and shalom.